some water, I think.
All right, what are we hearing next?
This is a request from Dan for a John Hiatt song called Mr. Stanley. I added one lyric, not that he needs me to add any of it. I just want to stretch it out a bit. When we do this live, it's really fun too.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like a son, oh Mr. Stanley, he treat me just like a son. And now he gone. I ain't got no one. Mr. Stanley, he was my only friend. Oh, Mr. Stanley, he was my only friend. I with my head in my hand, moaning through the night that never ends. I'm Mr. Stanley. From Tennessee, I'm talking six white horses, right down from Tennessee. In the middle of the night, take Mr. Stanley away from me.
Fantastic.
And his was much better. But thank you. Thank you, Brian. It's such a good song. He's such a great, great performer.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I've seen him at least a dozen times. I started, good friend of mine from Syracuse, New York, Bill Baldwin. Shout out to Bill. He turned me on to John Hiatt in 1987, 88. And I've been listening to him ever since. I've seen him at least a dozen times. With the guilty men, the guilty women. Right. Everything that's guilty that he can come up with. Just a fantastic. I think he's playing the winery fairly soon, acoustic.
Cool.
I haven't seen him with a band in a long time, but whenever he plays, man,
can't
outstanding.
Go wrong.
Oh, yeah. God.
I don't know much about him. I know the name. The name's huge.
Yep.
But I have to listen to a little of them.
Got to.
I don't know if I'm going to do it the first the time right here on the show, but it might not. I don't know. Do you think it would fit with Crash Course?
Some of the stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah. How about the stuff that he did with, North Mississippi All-Stars. He did an album with the North Mississippi All-Stars. That would fit on the show. That is killer stuff.
Broken Guitar, Old Broken Guitar.
Yeah.
That's a rocking one. He's got some rocking stuff.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
We'll see what we got.
All right.
He almost died. He was climbing in the mountains in Tennessee, and he took a huge fall.
No kidding.
I think it was last year or the year before, and he's just getting back out.
How old is he?
Oh, he's got to be, oh, Christ.
I'm 65.
And he's like climbing mountains?
He's got to be old. He's got to be early 70s.
Yeah, I would say, I'll tell you right now, he's 71.
There you go.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Phenomenal artist. My friend in Bill in Syracuse, you know, he knows him personally, gone out and had dinner with him. He turned me on to him, and I've been a fan ever since.
And you know who his biggest influence is? Thigh Scrapers.
I was going to say Bonnie Raitt, but, you know, that's all right.
Hey.
Right after the Thigh Scrapers.
Right.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
And he's hurt. You've never heard of him?
No, I didn't say that. No, I said his name is huge, but I don't know much about him.
I said that to kind of throw you under the bus.
You sure did.
I mean, Tennessee Plates, Paper Thin, Child of the Wild, Cry Love. I mean, he goes one song after another. I don't think I've ever heard a bad John Hiatt song.
Same
and way. I've heard ones that are classics that you'll be hearing for the rest of your life because they're just so good.
And I probably love him. He just might not be punk enough for Crash Course.
Yeah, that's okay,
and I'm not saying that you guys are really punk, but I mean, I love your stuff, and anytime I can have live musicians in here, I'll do it, you know, pretty much. Unless you're gonna do a disco number.
Oh, yeah. Devil Ride.
But that's what we need to ask you. When is the room gonna be set up that the musicians can come up and just plug and play?
I don't want to go up three flights of stairs in my drum kit.
I need an engineer for that. I mean, maybe we can ask Joel to set something up if you want to do something like that. But you've played here live. You just have to bring your own amp, right?
And drums and that.
Yeah.
That's the killer. It's the drums.
It'd be so great just to like.
Psh. Right. It's hard for me to get an engineer in here.
But is there gear here? Is it?
Oh yeah. So we got a whole room, but I don't even have a key for it.
We can't even get in the room to drag the drums.
Right.
That's the problem.
We could bring Jazz from the studio. He could engineer, and we could do a whole set.
Maybe we can set something up like that.
That'd be cool.
I'll just ask for a way to get in there. Yeah.
If you don't mind, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Jazz, because
what we have, there's an engineering room, Studio B, I think they call it, and then Studio D after Mikey D is where you would actually perform.
You know what we do, Brian? This was kind of cool if you want to do something like this, because Ronnie overseas wants us to go over and do 61 Ghosts, but he also wants to do this like little Johnny Thunders thing separately on alternative nights.
Mm-hmm.
So like we'd go up and do some Thunder songs, maybe even Simon and stuff like that, and then question and answer to the audience. He said that really goes over. So I mean,
well, I'd love that in here, yeah.
So we could, you know, we could do a 61 Ghost set, and then we could do a handful of Johnny stuff, and
I'll talk to some people, then we'll.
I appreciate.
We'll see if we can get it going. I don't think there's anything we could do in the summertime, you know.
However you want to, I just throw it out there.
It's just a lot of people in charge aren't here in the summer, you know.
Gotcha.
No worries.
Yeah.
As long as Dan's here, we're good.
I'll be here anytime you want.
Uh-oh, they're here to get... Hey, your ride's here.
You're funny.
I try. What were we going to do next? Was there anything else you wanted to say before we sum it up with a new song?
Well, we'd like to thank all the musicians that played on this album.
And I got put in illegal. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can go ahead and say the same thing if you want. Maybe we can get it on recorded.
This is 61 Ghosts, and you're listening to 91.5 MFO, Medford Tufts Freedom Radio. Medford.
Freedom Radio, I like that.
Dixie Didwood here. All right, can we play Devil Ride?
Yeah, let's do Devil
Ride.
Let's
do Devil
please.
Ride. That one's,
Devil Ride.
Yeah, Devil Ride's really cool.
Let me get on top of it.
Thank you, sir. And we'd like to thank Mr. Mike Lindberg, who played organ, and of course, jazz. You played on it and engineered and did all his wonderful stuff.
Did you play drums on it?
I played drums, yeah. Yeah, that's me. Anyway, you thanks. Know what,
after this, we'll play a Two Saints song. How's that sound?
You know what sucks is when your girlfriend wife has better arms than you do.
Come on. Oh, come on. Stop.
Hey, has some muscle?
No, I ain't got nothing. She's got
all that drum pounding.
That's it. That's exactly. Yeah. All the injuries. Telling
you. Okay, brand new 61 Ghosts Devil Tree. Thank you guys very much.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Really
so much.
Appreciate it.
We'll do it
what
again.
What a great band. What a great band.
Thanks,
thank you, Dan.
We'll do it again sometime after the summer.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so much for everything.
Okay, thanks,
definitely.
Guys.
Thank you.
61 Ghosts.
Hitchhiker, begging for a ride. Pulled my cycle over, jumped on right behind. Some way we going, look me in the eye. So there ain't no way of knowing, put away your 45. Don't give the devil a ride. Club. We didn't get paid. Went looking for the owner and I went backstage. This guy named Gator took a gun out of his desk. Said, Joe, you ain't getting nothing. Go home and get some rest.
Don't give that devil a ride.
Don't give that devil a ride. It might be your last.
Might be your last.
This kind of inspiration. Bloodhounds, they're coming on fast. Filled up to the roof. My band played there. I can show you the proof. 900 people and a jackass right in front. My friend in the JDL had to poke him with his gun. Coming on fast.
He still had that old guitar to hold. He'd rock it like a baby in his arms. Never let it come to any harm. Oh, it breaks my heart to see those stars smashing a perfectly good guitar. I don't know who they think they are smashing a perfectly
song's a riot.
Wow.
A Riot by Hyatt.
You got it. Matter of fact, there's a live album called Riot and Hyatt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's John Hyatt, perfectly good guitar. Bootleg Dan, show's coming up.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on, as always. It's always a lot of fun. I've been here since 8 o'clock this morning. I kind of feel like a fixture at this place, but it's a lot of fun promoting shows. You know, everybody should go out and see great shows. And tonight, boy, we got a killer show at the Square Root tonight. I can't talk enough about this band. Girl with a Hawk is opening the show. Great Boston band. Linda Vienne and Daniel Coughlin, Richard, Dan, and Nancy. I will be there for sure. They're playing with the legendary Dogmatics. And at the Square Root, the Dogmatics at the Square Root. Just put that in your head. And then, and here's the one that I really am dying to see. I'm a huge fan of Cindy Lawson on Rumbar Records. From the Midwest, I've been following her for a while. I'm looking forward to seeing her play. And then I got a couple other shows coming up. That one's not my show. That's a Rumbar show. I understand Lou's going to be there tonight. I haven't seen him in a while. Looking forward to seeing him. Next week, next Friday, I'll be down on the Jersey Shore at the Wunderbar with the Sins and Kinnock. Looking forward to that show, you know, down on the Jersey Shore in the summer. You know, not too far from the Stone Pony. And then on the 29th, I've got an amazing show. I've been talking about it all day. I'm going to keep talking about it. Mike Younger.
Great trio. Guy. Yeah, he's been
from,
on here.
Yep, from Nashville, Tennessee. Singer-songwriter. That's worked with Rodney Crowell, Levon Helm, and so many other people.
You brought him on here. I love him.
Yeah, great, great guy. He's playing with the Hummingbird Syndicate on Rock Garden Records.
Great band.
I'm a huge fan of John and Lynn, that Laurel Canyon 60s harmonies, you know, with the jangly guitars. I'm all about that stuff, you know, the Birds, the Flying Burrito Brothers.
We'll play a few of those local bands you mentioned in the last half hour.
Okay.
I got to do a little Thunders before that.
Right, and then the Satch Currents Band, also on Rock Garden Record. Another great band. The same day, unfortunately, that night is up that I will not be able to go see, but everybody else should get off your couch at the Skew in Providence. We got the Bickersons playing with the Sins. Another great show. So, and then on the 30th, if you miss Mike Younger at the Burren, he's going to be playing at the Worthing Attic acoustic with Linda Vienne and Daniel Coughlin, Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp. It's going to be a great show. Black
Speak
Crow
of the Devil.
Black Crow Productions.
We love you, Simon. Come in anytime.
Dean and Lucia. So that's just a few things I got going on. And one that I just found out about that I'm putting together at the Worthing as well is going to be Greg Allen's Fringe Religion.
Great guy.
At the Worthing, and that is on the 14th of July. Plenty more shows to go. I will be on the show with Brian a lot more. So stay tuned. And hey, again, Crash Course for the Ravers, Brian Young, supporting the local music scene. You do a great job, Brian, and I love being on your show. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dan. And we'll be back with some Thunders, like I mentioned, right after this. And we will be playing some of those names mentioned. You might expect it. And yes, it will be coming.
How are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, Doctor. But still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Sorry about that, Dan. They did hear you. They didn't. They heard the commercial. That's fine. Yeah, we're in the middle of a Thunder's twofer, maybe even a little New York Dolls after, and then we'll get to the Boston Groupie News Report coming up, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
They seem to know, that's why it shows, that's why they're so low. Downtown, it's downtown.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Boston Groupie News Report Time. That's when I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening tonight, maybe this week, a little further out, who knows. I'm always doing it live. I don't even know what I'm going to say, by the way. I think that's why people like it. All right, June 15th, right?
June 15th, Saturday, June 15th.
Hammered Saint, Street Trash, Knockout Queen, or KO Queen, I don't know how they say their name, Dental Dames, they're all at the Midway, 8 p.m. show. Big one, Rumbar Records.
A showcase at the Square Root with Girl with a Hawk, Cindy Lawson and the Dogmatics. Don't miss this show. It's going to be a smoker.
There you go. We'll play something from all three of those coming up. Threat Level Burgundy, Futon Lasagna, and Last Real Hero are at the Jungle on Monday. That's Monday night. Tuesday, the amazing Andy California, Katie Hazel, and Honey Cassette at Notch Brewery. And it's free. I think I can say that on the air. It's free. I don't think I can say prices. So.
No free music.
Wednesday, Answer Man, Bad Idea USA, Luxury Death Trap are all at the Silhouette on Wednesday. Thursday, Happy Little Clouds, Holy Smoke, Red Temple 9 at the Middle East Up. Friday, the Screw Cart, the Spackles, and the Fast Tracks at the Square Root. Also Friday, the Church, Afghan Wigs, Ed Harcourt at the Royale. And there's much, much more to check out. Go to bostongroupienews.com to look at it yourself. And here's Girl with a Hawk.
Dreaming of the one who makes me feel free. Oh, 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 the sibling
that's what I got to do. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Crash Course for the Ravers Show. Coming to an end in the last half hour or so, 20 minutes. Cut kind of short with guests and stuff, and I'm not 3 hours anymore. Not that I'm complaining. Get Dan up there. After 61 Ghosts, we heard John Hyatt, perfectly good guitar, Thunders, Baby Talk, Downtown, Private World, from New York Dolls, Girl with a Hawk, with a Romantic, Cindy Lawson, I'm Not the Only One, Hummingbird Syndicate with Guitar Star, The Dogmatics with Thayer Street, and Andy California's Monsieur's with Rock the Night. We're 91.5 WMFO. I'll be back next week at 1. I want to thank 61 Ghosts.
Hey,
Bootleg
thank you.
Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Brian. Always fun. I won't be there next week because I'm going to be down in Jersey with the Sins, but I'll be back on the 29th. For Mike Younger from Nashville, Tennessee, do not miss him. He is the real deal from Nashville. An amazing singer-songwriter, great guy. Can't wait to have him back in Boston. Thanks right again, on. Brian.
No problem. Thank you, Dan. And thanks to all my listeners. Love you. Until next time. See ya.